the locksmith, he swindled me.
Hey everyone, this is Sarah, and welcome to my show. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Can you be my shoulder to cry on? I just had an experience here where I'm feeling used and abused by a locksmith. I want to tell you about it. Tell me if I did the right thing or not, okay? Just listen to this story. So, you know, I moved to a new apartment. I have 4 kids. It's much more space for us. You can actually see, I did a tour on my YouTube channel. Just type in Sarah Grillo CFA on YouTube and you can go to my channel and see it. Nice apartment. Except that the door kind of wobbles a little bit when you shut it. Like, it kind of can be shaken a little bit. And I was uneasy about this. So yesterday was MLK Day. So I had a spare moment. And it was a slow day for my business. So I called up this locksmith company. They said, oh yeah, we'll send a technician over. You know, there's a mobile technician that's driving around your neighborhood. Guy can be there in 20 minutes. I'm like, all right, good. Yeah. You know me, I have a lot to do. So I was happy about the efficiency of this process. Well, that was where I set myself up to get bamboozled because I didn't research this beforehand. And I said, well, how much does this cost? And she said, oh, well, it's $15 for the service cost. And then it's whatever the lock costs, and the lock start at $30. And I was like, woohoo, yes, this is not going to cost me a fortune. And I didn't think twice about it. So the guy gets here, nice guy, you know, definitely I was comfortable with him and I kind of trusted him because he just had a kind of nice way about him. Well, that was just leading me down the path of getting taken for my money. Because what happens is he says, well, to install a second lock on this door on top of your existing lock would be $350. And I'm like, oh, no, that's too much. I can't handle that. Like, I was being rational. I was being logical and rational. And like, you know, I was being shrewd. I'm like, no, locksmith, I'm not going to spend that money. That's too much money. Here, I'll pay you your $15. But I'm not going to buy the lock. And then he gets me, though. He came back. Just for all of you who are not good salespeople, just so you understand, you got to be prepared for this objection. He had a rebuttal because he must get that response a lot. So he rebutted back. This is what the locksmith said. He took me by surprise. Not too many people rebut back, but he fought back. And he's like, well, look, ma'am, he's like, this lock here, it's okay, it's very basic, but, you know, it could potentially be jimmied by somebody that really knew what they were doing. And he's like, and you got 4 kids in this apartment, and, you know, yeah, I'm already here, so what I'll do is I'll waive the service fee, which, you know, $15, big deal, but it sounded good. And he's like, I'll waive the service fee, and I'll just charge you $250. And I'm like, $250? For a lock, dude? Like, so he's talking not about putting a second lock on the door, but replacing my existing lock with a not as expensive, you know, higher security lock for my main lock for my door. And I'm like, but what, no. And so you see what I'm saying? Like, I kind of hesitated. And he's like, look, I'm already here. Let me just get started. I'll be done by the time you have your phone. I had a phone call in like half hour. He's like, I'll be done in 10 minutes. It's not going to take a long time. And I'm like, no, $250 is too much. I'm still being, you know, snarky and rational and like strong. And but he fought back. He's like, come on. He's like, do you doubt that this is the right thing to do, to put a higher security lock in place for your family? No. And I'm like, no, I can't. I cannot agree to that. I cannot tell you that I don't think it would be a good idea to put higher security in place. And he's like, well, then I'll do this for $200 plus like tax or whatever, right? He's like, I'll do it for $200, not $250. Let's get it done. It'll be done in 10 minutes. He got me. He swindled me. The locksmith got my money, y'all. Be my shoulder to cry on, financial advisors. Did I get taken from my money or did I do the right thing? See, here's the problem. This is the point of me telling you this story today on the podcast. I know that rationally I did the right thing, but it didn't feel too good because it's not that I can't afford the $200. Like, I make a lot of money. I'm rich, okay? I can definitely afford this money, but it was that it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought we were talking like $50 to $100. And so I feel kind of like I got talked into this sale without being completely comfortable about it. So just mind you, here are the facts about this transaction, right? I went into it not being informed and not having any data or information at all. And he kind of gave me data and information, but he was trying to explain. He's like, no, this lock is higher security. It has a special cylinder, and like it has these two pins here. And in order to pick the lock, someone would have to, you know, line up both these things, and they can't do that. And it's kick resistant and all this. But the information wasn't what was selling me. It was the fact that he cut right in. He understood me emotionally. He got to the core of my emotional need, which is the emotional need for more security. And he made me feel better. He made me feel like he, a trustworthy person, was going to put a solution in place that would protect me and protect my kids. And I felt good enough that I handed over my credit card. See? And so it's only actually now that I go on YouTube and I research this lock and I see all the benefits of it, like the fact that you can't duplicate the key without a special code that I now have, and only I have this code. I think that's cool. The fact that, you know, all of the other features that one locksmith was saying about this on YouTube was showing a demonstration and saying that, like, this was much more sturdy and much better than the locks that they sell at the hardware store. So now I feel a little bit better about it. But I still feel upset about it. Be my shoulder to cry on. Be my friends, advisors. Will you just like respond or tweet or post on LinkedIn, post this podcast and tell me, did I make the right decision or not? Like, I honestly want to know, would you have made this decision? Did I get swindled? I don't know. But the point here is that this person moved me from a point of doubt and skepticism and factualness into the realm of the emotional. And he did this by understanding. Now, it was easy because he was in my apartment and he understood how many kids I have, etc. But what you've got to do is you've got to be that locksmith. Like, you've got to get to people's emotions and get to how they really feel, because the truth of it is that last night when I was going to sleep, I did feel better. I felt better when I heard voices outside my door in the hallway, because I have heard those voices before and not had complete assurance that the security that we have in place would be adequate, but now I know that it is. So thank you, locksmith. Only by understanding people's true emotions can you unlock the key to their finances. And that is what the story of the locksmith can teach you here today. Thanks for listening.